Founded in 1729, Arlington Street continues today as a gathering place for progressive people of faith in the greater Boston area and beyond. We are located at the corner of Arlington and Boylston Streets, across from the Public Garden in Boston, Massachusetts. Arlington Street Church, gathered in love and service for justice and peace.
Before the reading, let's take a brief moment to check in with our physical bodies. Feel free to close your eyes or turn your gaze inward. Place hands, palms up on your lap or by your sides in the universal posture of receptivity and of letting go. Notice where your body connects to the earth, perhaps through your feet, your seat, your back. Feel that physical connection. Notice the breath coming in and out of the nostrils. Notice how the body shifts with each breath. The chest rises and falls. The belly expands and relaxes. As we sit together, listen to these questions from Reverend Jay Wolin. Are we a people of holding on or of letting go? Holding on to rigid ideas or letting go and opening our minds and our hearts to something new? Holding on to certainty of how things should be, or letting go and living with uncertainty of new ways of being in the world? Holding on to what makes us comfortable, or letting go so we may grow, which can be uncomfortable? Holding on to what makes us safe, or letting go to make room to help others feel safe? Let the flaming chalice, the symbol of our religion, be a symbol of burning up the ties that hold us back from being our true self and reaching our true potential. Let it be a symbol of lighting a new way for us into a better tomorrow. And let it be a symbol of letting go, because holding on too long and too tightly is never good for the soul. And now, if eyes are closed, feel free to open them. And an option for us today to experiment with keeping hands palm up during the sermon, the songs, or other parts of today's service. What do a flying pig and a rowdy table of ravenous teens have in common? They are both my spiritual teachers. Maybe you can claim them as well. We'll return shortly to the teens in the kitchen. Let's start with the soaring swine, the ungulate untethered to the earth. Okay, if you're familiar with the recently adopted shared Unitarian Universalist values, you may know where this is going. I'm talking jet pig. Jet, J-E-T, pig, P-I-G. A pig that flies using a jetpack fueled by love, our endlessly renewable resource. Jet pig is a mnemonic helping kids and those of us who once were kids remember these six shared UU values. J for justice. E, equity. T, transformation. P, pluralism. I, interdependence. And G, generosity. While jet pig is a useful memory device, the Unitarian Universalist Association suggests two more official visual depictions of our shared values, One resembles a flower, the other a model of an atom. The flower's six petals and the atom's subatomic particles represent the values. Once again, pluralism, interdependence, generosity, justice, equity, transformation. We can change up the order because there's no hierarchy of these values. Our shared values are powered by love, which is represented by a flaming chalice at the center of the flower and the nucleus of the atom. Adopted a little over a year ago at the 2024 General Assembly, the shared values provide new language to describe our faith, and they replace the principles whose language has been with us for several decades. Many of us know the principles. We've heard the first seven in song, pieces composed by music director Mark David Buckles. Some of us know of the multi-year effort for UU congregations to adopt the eighth principle about racial justice, which Arlington Street did. For any with a strong connection to the principles, you may be struggling with this change. What? Why? I like them. For those of us who have a response of resistance or sadness, I get it. We may know in our minds that change is the only constant, that accepting change and welcoming it into our guest house is the path towards liberation. But change is hard, isn't it? Especially when so much else is changing around us, in our congregation, in our country, and on our blue-green marble marvel of a planet. Whatever uncertainties you are sitting with today, whatever changes you're finding hard to allow, you are not alone. When in today's reading, Reverend Jay Wolin asks, are we a people of holding on or letting go? I know, I'm the former, striving to loosen my grip. But the shared value of transformation reminds me that as a faith, we adapt to a changing world, we evolve. So when I notice myself rigidly holding on, when my heart and mind batten down the hatches, I return to a profound spiritual lesson taught to me by middle schoolers. Don't yuck my yum. I first heard this phrase, don't yuck my yum, a decade ago from teens in a cooking class. They were learning knife skills, how to cook with fresh ingredients, and what it means to be a good table mate. Because we've all experienced and maybe been a bad table mate. Let me set the proverbial table. Someone describes their favorite dish and you think, that's disgusting. Maybe you even say it aloud. What ensues is a feisty back and forth about why you have always hated olives or mushrooms or okra, fill in the blank, and declarations of, I'm never going to change. I venture to say these are rarely conversations. Really, they're monologues being yelled at each other. And it all verges on, I'm right, you're wrong. Have you been at that table? I have. But those teens, they taught me that when I yuck someone's yum, I not only dismiss their experience, but I dismiss them, their background, their culture. That's the antithesis of equity, the shared UU value, which declares that every person is inherently worthy, with the right to flourish with dignity. There are lyrics we sing each week which help me embrace this value, equity. Lyrics that honor connection across difference. Where you go, I will go, beloved. For your people are my people, your divine, my divine. Maybe we could add, your yum, my yum. It's obvious, but important to say, none of us has exactly the same palate as another. Based on the food cultures we were raised with and those we have explored, we've developed our own predilections and aversions, our own yums and yucks. Pluralism, another of our shared values, reminds us to celebrate these differences. Pluralism says that we are all sacred beings, diverse in culture and experience, diverse in our theology. And that diversity makes us strong. This is the promise of anti-racist, multicultural, beloved community. And really, who wants a world where everyone dislikes pineapple and loves kiwi? If what awoke your taste buds was exactly the same as everyone else, there'd be monotonous meals where we all eat the same dishes and enjoy them with the same amount of enthusiasm. There would be no moment when, upon tasting a dish, your table mate exclaims with sweet surprise, "Ah, this brings me back to my grandmother's kitchen." Now there's a holy moment. Don't you want to know all about that kitchen? How their grandmother used fresh ingredients and had mad knife skills. How she made them feel loved through her food. How they can feel that love today, decades later, by what they tasted just now. Here's a place to stay quiet and listen, to start a conversation, not a monologue, and hear this beloved's deep truths. Adrienne Marie Brown, author of Emergent Strategy and Pleasure Activism, says it this way. We are a web, vibrating strands of home, learning to catch our breath. So listen, listen, and ask questions. They may not be a Unitarian Universalist, but Adrienne Marie Brown is speaking to interdependence, the shared value which reminds us to honor the interdependent web of all existence. Let's apply these ideas about literal taste to our musical palate. Arlington Street's musical program is expansive. Through it, we traverse genres and travel through time. I've heard many of you express pride at this. Our musical diversity is something that drew me to Arlington Street because music has always been my inroad to spirit. But I don't love all the music. I mean, my mind knows that your divine is my divine. Sometimes my heart does too. But when the rubber hits the road and your music is in my music, I'll be truthful. I've had several knee-jerk reactions. Literally cross my arms, figuratively close my ears, while the Buddhist second arrow of suffering pierces my heart, adding to my discontent. Here's where Unitarian Universalists Here's where Unitarian Universalism has encouraged a deep shift in me. Our faith, which includes the shared values and anti-racism efforts like Hmong and Mosaic, is supporting me to choose a different response, one that puts love at the center. So now, even when a song isn't yummy to me, it can still nourish and satiate my spiritual hunger. I start by adjusting my posture, uncross arms, turn palms up, smile, and leaning into the shared value of generosity. I cultivate a spirit of gratitude for the diversity of our community. Then, with an opening heart, I imagine some beloved in our congregation Maybe it's you who absolutely loves this song. Someone whose heart melts upon hearing it. Someone whose spirit soars with joy. For whom this song, this very song, is their grandmother's sweet potato pie. And my heart can melt. My spirit can soar. I feel in my body the joy of my beloveds, and I celebrate alongside you. Your divine is mine. What a connected world that would be, can be, when we transform ourselves and our congregation in these small but vital ways. The shared value of justice implores us to be active. We have to work to be a diverse, multicultural, beloved community where all feel welcome and can thrive. Let us lean on the shared values of our faith as we shift towards ever deeper welcoming, truer inclusion, and fuller generosity of spirit. One meal at a time, one song at a time, one conversation at a time. Hands uncrossed, ears listening, heart bravely open, love at the center. Beloveds, will you join me? Amen. The words of Adrienne Marie Brown. We are a web, vibrating strands of home, learning to catch our breath. So listen, listen, and ask questions. Let us keep this faith, beloveds, and pass it on. The service begins when the service ends. Bless your hearts. I love you. Amen.
Where you go, I will go, beloved. Where you go, I will go. Where you go, I will go, beloved. Where you go, I will go. For your people are my people. Your people are mine. Your people are my people. Your divine, my divine. Where you go, I will go, beloved. Where you go, I will go. Where you go, I will go, beloved. Where you go, I will go. For your people are my people. Your people are mine. Your people are my people. Your divine, my divine.
We are located at the corner of Arlington and Boylston Streets, across from the Public Garden in Boston, Massachusetts. Arlington Street Church, gathered in love and service for justice and peace.